Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, I'm absolutely delighted to tell you that on the phone we have Rowan Rennie, a former reverend at the Methodist Church. Rowan, thank you so much for talking to us on 101.9 Hi FM this afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure.
And you know what's even more of a pleasure is we have a crystal clear line, which would be a first for this time this afternoon. Rowan, you left the Methodist Church sometime last year. Give us the background story. Why?
All right. I left the Methodist Church last week, Wednesday, to be more accurate. What happened was in September 2019, the Methodist Church signed a document agreeing with the boycott, disinvest, and sanctioning of Israel, and sided with the Palestine movement, calling on all Methodist people to boycott, disinvest, and sanction any business that benefits Israel, and also to not pursue any tours that offer an Israelite perspective, but rather to pursue Palestinian perspectives. And this is resolution that came through, I found unacceptable and outright wrong. It is a conflict of my faith. And we decided as a church from then, from September last year onwards, to start planning our exit out of the Methodist Church.
Take us back a step, Rowan, because this is really interesting, specifically for the listenership that you're addressing now. How did it get to that point?
Look, I think over the years, the Methodist Church has become more and more, in my opinion, more and more political. And so she has been following the same kind of trends as the government. So whatever stances she's been taking have been highly influenced by government and very much in line with government. And so this whole movement towards disinvesting from Israel has been very much in line with the government's moving towards sharing this similar understanding of land, whereby we wanted to redistribute land here in South Africa.
Interesting.
And so we can relate that to the Palestinian cause to claim land. And that's why I think there is the shift and this movement of going more towards Palestine and disinvesting from Israel.
Rowan, has the doctrine of replacement theology taken root within the Methodist Church?
That's exactly what I feel has happened. That's exactly what's taken place.
Just because I'm not a religious person in any manner, shape, or form, I've done a little bit of reading about replacement theology, but I'm no expert to talk about it. I wonder if you could just summarize it in two or three sentences for us.
Yeah, for me, without being able to summarize it very briefly, I just want to say that replacement theology is just all about rights. It's about human rights. What we believe we're entitled to, and it's contrary to scripture, it's contrary to faith, where it's not about what we think we have the right to claim based on our heritage, based on our cultural. It's about what it should be about, what God says in the Word. So it's contrary to scripture because it comes from a humanistic base, where scripture comes from a revelation base, where God has spoken and God has said, this is mine, this is your land. And that's what, for me, replacement theology about. And it gives us the right to go in and take and feel justified at taking something because we have the right to believe in that. And that, for me, is very, very dangerous.
Rowan, how significant was this movement? How big is the Methodist Church within South Africa, and what does this mean?
The Methodist Church is the second biggest church denomination in South Africa. She has about 66,000 members. So it's huge. For us as a church, this has been the scariest thing we've had to do. We've had to give up our church building. I've had to give up my house personally because my house is owned by the church. Wow. And we've had to just move out. I've got 20 days left, I think, to move out of the church. And we're a small group of Christian people. But, you know, for us, this is completely unacceptable. Our faith as Christians very clearly is tied into our Jewish roots. And so for me, to say, let's disinvest from Israel and take the side of Palestine is literally to pull our Old Testament out of the Bible and to stick the Quran in its place. And, you know, we terrified as a little congregation that has thrown up our hands and said, no, we don't want to be part of the Methodist Church anymore. In fact, I want to say to you that we did a YouTube video last week. We released a YouTube video entitled Why We Left the Methodist Church. Yes. And it's about 3,000 views. It's taken, it's got about 3,000 views at the moment, and it's created havoc within the Methodist Church. It's gone through to her theological department. It's created a massive rift within the church because people are starting to join, the issues we've raised and said, no, this is wrong where the church is going. So it's about maybe 3,000 out of the 66,000 Methodist people, but still there is a conservative group of people that say you can't do this to Israel. And that's what we're hoping will continue to happen, that people will wake up and say the church has become far more political than she has become, than she should be Christian, and we can't accept that. So we are hoping that people will be woken up and say this is too political. That's our prayer.
Rowan, you are a very brave man. Where does this leave you personally?
Personally, it leaves me at a place where I just have to trust God. You know, today actually I had to withdraw my bond application because I can no longer say, you know, I've got. I'm employed by the Methodist Church. I had to withdraw it today. So our life is in God's hands. But I want to say this to the people of Israel. I want to say to them that they are a nation whom God loves. And there is covenants that God is in covenant with them that cannot be broken and will not be broken. And no matter what the cost, even as Christians, we need to say to the people of Israel, we love you. And we will not do to you what the rest of the nations in this world have done. You are the apple of God's eye. And even Jesus himself said salvation is of the Jews. So for me, this is something that if it costs me my life, I've got 3 foster children. I tremble for their sake. But if it costs me my life, we have to stand with Israel. This is a nation that belongs to God. And in Zechariah 4, verse 14, he comes back and he stands with his feet upon the Mount of Olives. I cannot. To stand against Israel is to stand against the face of the living God. And so no matter what it costs us, we will stand with Israel.
Reverend Rowan, Rennie, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. You've talked me into goosebumps, I have to tell you. It's not often one meets somebody who actually lives out their convictions to the extent that you have. I want to thank you, and I want to wish you all the very best for the future, and what a brave man you are.
Thank you, sir.